She's been in there for over an hour. This seedy bar, the kind that almost always smells of stale beer, and where the smoke hangs heavy in the air. We know it well. I told her just what to do when she arrives. She has her instructions. Leave work, come here, wait in the middle stall of the men's room. And I'm parked far enough away that she doesn't know I'm already watching her when she slinks in. And I can see her look round nervously and then slide into place. She had better have fucking left her panties in the car like she was told, or she will be punished. And I make her wait. I know how excited it's getting her. Every minute that passes, the anticipation grows and grows. We've played this game before. I bet she's dripping down her thighs right now. I bet she had to fight so hard to keep a hand off her clit. She isn't allowed to touch. Nothing that's going to happen here is about her pleasure. All she is a thing to deliver pleasure. And that's the game we're playing right now. In that middle stall, there's a little hole in the wall. She has her instructions. When a cock comes through that hole, she's going to service it. She thinks it's going to be mine. She's praying it's going to be mine. But what if it's not? What if someone gets brave or stupid and thinks, well, just maybe I'll see what happens? What if someone slides their throbbing dick into that tight hole? What happens when she comes face to face with a cock attached to a face she doesn't know? She's gonna suck it like she's never sucked before. She's gonna swallow it until they explode. She's gonna aim it at her face. She's gonna mark herself with that cum. Those are her instructions. And good little sluts always followed instructions. But it's dark in that men's room, and the lighting dim. Will she even be able to tell my cock from another? The feel, the taste, will it be enough to know if she's being a good girl? Or just a whore sucking off a stranger in a men's fucking bathroom? I check my watch. It's time. And I leave the car and walk slow into the bar. I walk up to the bar, order a drink, and look around the place. I try to figure out who, if any, in here is the type to take advantage of a small hole in a men's room bathroom. Who's drunk enough, crazy enough? Any of them? All of them? Has she already been used tonight? But I just take a long sip of my drink and throw a few dollars on the bar. The waitress brings me another, and I take my time and enjoy it, picturing her in there, just a few feet away, her breath ragged and sharp, trying to keep from moaning. And I'll bet that cunt is dripping by now, throbbing, aching. It needs to be played with. She's probably like a crazed animal by now. Just how I want her. I make a decision and put my drink down and then make my way to the men's room. And I lock the door behind me. My footsteps echo on the tile and I know she hears them because I want her to hear everything. And I enter the stall next to her and take a moment to see if I can hear little whimpers coming from the other side. And I don't hear anything, but I make my next motions loud enough so I know she hears. The clank of my belt as I pull it free. The saw of my zipper being lowered. The rustle of fabric as I free myself. I'm already hard, thick. I'm ready. This won't take long at all. And I push myself through the hole and wait. I barely count out 5 seconds before her mouth is on me. And a hard grunt escapes my lips. If she doesn't know if it's me or not, it doesn't change how she's been trained. She does it just how I like it. I push my hips into the wall and she goes as deep as she can, fast and deep, her tongue working the underside of my shaft. No hands, I told her not to use them. I don't want that. I want her mouth, and that is all. I have other plans for her fingers anyway. The way I'm moaning, my groans, by now she knows. The moment she's sure, absolutely positive, it's me on the other side of the wall, her intensity quickens. And she sucks so good. She feels so fucking good. And now I want her to feel good too. Come for me, now. I barely get the words out of my mouth, and I can feel her moan around my cock. She's right on the edge already. Her pace becomes jagged and unhinged. I can feel her getting closer and closer. Her moans and whimpers, they're loud now. Then she explodes with my cock in her mouth. I push forward and unload into her throat, and she swallows it all. Every fucking drop swallows me as the final ripples of pleasure tear through her body. You're such a good girl for me. Oh, fuck. But I compose myself and step out of the stall. Sweat drips down my face, and I just wipe it away. I can hear her softly moaning. Clean yourself up, and then meet me outside. And I have a drink waiting for her when she finally finds me at the bar. I take a quick look around the room and notice the eyes on her. They want her. They all do. But she's mine, and they'll never even know just how close they were to having her.